Hello everyone, welcome back to the DCP Digital 18 podcast. That's a hard hashtag to remember. I'm here with Julian Childs, who's Head of Development, Digital Development and Evaluation at the Anna Freud Centre and Associate Professor at UCL. Julian, thanks very much for joining me. I thought we would kick off by asking a question that really kind of picks up on a lot of the discussion here at the event today. So millennials know very little about pre-internet days. They're permanently attached to their devices. But many mental health practitioners find using technology more of a challenge, both personally and in their practice. Do you think that causes a problem in mental health practice?
I think we do need to help practitioners in terms of training and clinical supervision so that they're able to use latest digital technology in everyday practice. And I think there is a real appetite for clinicians to be engaging with service users in the most meaningful way for service users. So I think there is a real appetite to be engaging with young people in a variety of different ways. And at the centre, we've been developing some digital interventions directly for young people themselves. So we're trying to give them tools to empower them to be able to manage their mental health and care through digital technology.
It's a really good strategy, I think, is to put the power and the device in the hands of the client, and then the professionals have to kind of work along with it. Tell us a bit about the production process that you go through then to produce those tools, those products.
So we take a kind of multi-pronged approach. So we try to use theory and research evidence to inform the ideas that we want to take forward. And then really importantly, we prioritise co-production with young people, parents, carers and clinicians. So one of our tools, PowerUp, is a good example of this, where we've just completed a feasibility trial where we developed a PowerUp. So this app is for young people in mental health services to use, and also young people in the community more broadly to use, and it's really to empower them to be able to manage their mental health and care, but also to give them a different way into clinical conversations when they're talking to those in their support network about their mental health needs. So at the heart of PowerUp is My People. So this is where young people enter those in their support network, so parents, teachers, mental health professionals, friends. Young people then enter other functions of the app. So for example, there's a decision-making tool where young people can enter a decision that they need to think about. They can enter some pros and cons, and then there's a visual balancing scale that adjusts depending on what they've entered. And the aim of this tool is to really give young people a different way of thinking about a decision, not using it, coming up with the decision, and that's what they rigidly have to stick to. So they can flag entries in the app to someone in their support network that they've entered in the first My People section. So we think this is a really good way of giving young people a different way of engaging in discussions about their mental health.
How do you come up with the ideas for what tools to develop in the first place?
So for PowerUp, we did a systematic review of existing shared decision-making support tools, and we drew heavily on the patient activation theory, which states that for anyone to be able to manage their mental health and care, they need to have the knowledge, skills and confidence to be able to do so. So we drew on kind of that existing literature, and then we did a range of patient and public involvement workshops with young people, parents, carers and clinicians. And as we so that was to get the ideas. And one of the really interesting ideas was the My People suggestion and centering the app around this, which isn't how we had initially started the app. So we then, because we were getting this feedback, we then had to kind of go back to the drawing board. So that was a really good example of how co-production had a meaningful impact on PowerUp, but it wasn't necessarily kind of straightforward to do. So once we had developed an initial prototype, we then did kind of interviews and focus groups with young people and parents, carers and clinicians to get further feedback.
Sounds like a really interesting combination of kind of research evidence and experience and kind of knowledge and values work, I guess. I remember talking to Mark Brown a few years ago, who's done some work developing apps for young people, saying that you really do need to start with a blank sheet of paper, because actually the idea that you've got as a researcher or a clinician or a developer is not necessarily what young people want.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the example of My People was definitely wasn't something we had thought of starting with, but it was really good to have that feedback, and that we were able to change change our designs. Another key piece of feedback had been to make the app as accessible as possible. So we had wanted, as it was a research study, we wanted to kind of start quite small and just develop it on one platform. But young people said that wasn't acceptable. They wanted it to be available on multi-platforms. So again, we had to kind of go back and change that, which, you know, I'm so pleased. I'm so pleased we did that, and it's much more accessible now than it would have been otherwise.
It's brilliant work. I'm really excited about listening to your talk later on. Thanks a lot for talking to me.
Thanks, Andre.